when we think about what is holding us back, it is a reflection moment, because we need to know, what is it that is preventing me from moving forward? What is stopping me from having this resilience that means I can overcome all these challenges, startup challenges and otherwise? So we need to be able to reflect. We need to be able to look back. We need to be able to discuss these things with ourselves. And that is strength. That is resilience. And it's something you can't do if you're exhausted.
Mentoring with Geraldine is a bite-sized practitioner podcast for naturopaths, nutritionists, herbalists, coaches, and practitioners. This podcast responds directly to the needs of you, the practicing natural therapist. We have interviews during the holiday season and business and mindset support each week, so you'll get the variety you need to enjoy and stay motivated in your practice. Don't forget to subscribe to receive the weekly episodes. And if you want to connect with me, always check the show notes, because that's where you'll find the links to book appointments and, of course, to join the Academy, the membership group where there's constant connection and community with like-minded practitioners. Now, let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mentoring with Geraldine and the Bite Size Podcast. How the devil are you? So the last couple of weeks, we've thought about our entrepreneurial self-care, balancing compassion and ambition, which has led me to thinking about how did I survive the startup roller coaster? So emotional resilience and the startup roller coaster, because it really is a startup roller coaster. We need emotional resilience in business anyway. Some people better working for other people. I know for myself, it's so much easier working for somebody else, because at the end of the day, you just go home, you're done, it's bye. And you're totally within your rights not to answer the phone or emails from your colleagues when someone else is paying your wage. However, when it's you and it's been all left up to you, we need a good level of resilience, because when we're starting out and even when going ages, that resilience comes out to play all the time. I talked last time about making sure we had our boundaries in place, which I do go on about quite a lot, because I think it's really important. I, for example, was messaged last night by somebody wanting some mentoring from me. Perfect. Wonderful. However, I answered it at 10 o'clock at night, which is something I never do. I saw it come through, this strange name, and I read it. And I could have just left it till today, couldn't I? But no, I decided to answer it at 10 o'clock at night. So then I had to put a little caveat on it at the end. P.S. I don't normally answer things late at night. Here's the link to book an appointment with me. We'll keep chatting tomorrow during working hours. So then I put my boundaries into, after my reply. So we really have to think about our emotional resilience and how we cope with everything we have to do in business. And when we think about that resilience, where do you need it most? Where are you lacking resilience in your business? It might be that, like me, you replied to a message at 10 p.m. at night. Now, why did I do that? Why did I even open it? I still can't figure out why I even opened that message. I didn't recognize the name at all. 100% did not recognize the name. Could have totally just left it, and it would still have been there in the morning. And yet I decided to open it while I was brushing my teeth, getting ready for bed. Duh. Now, did I take that into sleep with me? Did I think about it overnight? No. I made sure that I sent the caveat, the boundary, we'll talk tomorrow. I won't be replying again tonight. I don't know why I opened it, but then I knew I'd lose it. And this wouldn't get replied to if I didn't do it now. So I should never have opened it. So I sent my caveats. I went to bed, didn't think about it anymore. But we have to have our boundaries in place. And that is what supports our resilience. Imagine that, in actual fact, it hadn't been someone asking me for a mentoring appointment, but instead it had been an angry client. I've never had an angry client so message me, so I'm making this one up 100%. But imagine it had been, or just a mad person, okay? Just someone who's angry mad, not madness of whatever, but angry mad. And that, just somebody weird. And they sent me a message, an angry mad message because they felt like spitting out at somebody and you happened to be on their Facebook radar or something. They didn't like something you said on social media and they messaged you and you opened it just at 10 o'clock at night at bedtime. Duh. That's what I was saying to myself when I opened a perfectly beautiful message. Duh, why did you do this? Because then if it was a Mr. Angry social media troll, somebody or other, you're not going to sleep overnight. Our boundaries support our resilience because then we sleep, we wake up in the morning and we can bounce out, bounce into our job. It might be that sometimes you do need to take some herbs of your own. You do need to make sure you're taking your vitamins and minerals and things that you wouldn't necessarily always take. If you're feeling that lack of energy, if you're feeling that exhaustion, we can take our own supplements. We do have those supplements there that we can take. However, just like our clients, we don't want to be relying on them. We want to set up best practice in the first place so that we have the resilience to overcome issues and we have the resilience to question ourselves. And I think this is a big portion of today's podcast is questioning yourself. How do you question yourself? When do you notice that things aren't going as they should go, right? We've got questions that we can ask ourselves. What is the biggest lesson from this activity or this problem? What am I proud of within myself? What have I achieved? What am I proud of? And what's the biggest lesson from what I've done? Because when we're looking at all of these, we're looking at how can I develop? How can I do better things, create more, be that entrepreneurial person I want to be to achieve these aims? We've got to look back. So we have to see when things aren't going so well and stop ourselves and go, I'm questioning why this isn't working for me. I'm questioning why I haven't achieved this. I didn't officially work for a year and a bit. I still had clients, but I didn't charge anyone. And I was like, oh, no, I haven't set up yet. I can't take your money, right? So people were thrilled to come and see me because they were seeing me for free. I was giving my time for free because I didn't feel that inner stability or confidence. It wasn't because I knew the answers. I knew what to give them and get them to do. But there was just this something in me lacking that said, you can't do this yet. So I kept saying, oh, the new financial year, I'll get my ABN and I'll do it. And then I had a client who said, I'm not seeing you unless I pay you. I thought, oh, okay. I was like, well, I'm just doing it for free. No, I'm not, because it's not real unless I pay for it, then I'll work harder. Oh, okay. And that was my first paying client. I think she was a major success. She had debilitating migraines and like collapsing debilitating migraines. They immigrated to Australia. Her parents immigrated to Australia as well so that she had someone to call on. She said it would happen in the supermarket. She could take the tablets. And all that would mean is that she could possibly make it out of the aisle to the outside, like through the checkouts, leaving her trolley. So before her father would come and rescue her wherever and start at the age of 13. So here's this woman that knew what her major problems were. She'd analysed what her problems were and she'd been offered surgery and didn't want surgery. So we worked on it. She doesn't get migraines anymore, right? Now, she was the person that said to me, I'm not doing this unless I have to pay you. So I had to step up and look at it and go, why aren't I taking money? What is my problem? A little bit of it was actually getting the money off them. How do I do that? So it's back in the day, remember, checks and cash and all the rest of it. And I had to give receipts. I had to sort out my private health fund numbers. All sorts of things needed to be done. So because she'd said it, I finally sat down and did it. What had been holding me back? I don't know. But we need to analyze these things. Emails. I email once a week on a Friday. Now, I didn't email for a bit of last year because my mum, I don't know if you remember if I told you, she had a fall. I ended up rushing to New Zealand and staying in New Zealand longer because I had to stay in hospital with her and then we had to move her and do all sorts of things. So I was there for longer than I intended. And I didn't email for those few weeks. I didn't do anything. I wasn't live on Facebook. I wasn't live on Instagram. I couldn't be. Thankfully, I was up to date on my podcasts, so that was something that was still coming out. These were the only things that were happening while I was cancelling everything else because I batch record, as you know. That's why I know that I've got more to talk about from last time's one because I'm like, oh, I didn't say that. That'd be really good in another podcast. So when we think about what is holding us back, it is a reflection moment, because we need to know, what is it that is preventing me from moving forward? What is stopping me from having this resilience that means I can overcome all these challenges, startup challenges and otherwise? So we need to be able to reflect. We need to be able to look back. We need to be able to discuss these things with ourselves. And that is strength. That is resilience. And it's something you can't do if you're exhausted. We can't reflect. We can't look back properly. We can't judge. We can't weigh things up. We can't figure things out if we're exhausted. We have to have the energy to do these things, which means we have to sleep, which means we have to have boundaries around when we finish work. So I wouldn't sleep at night and then I'd be whinging the next day. I haven't slept. I'm so tired. Da, 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 da. My husband would look at me and go, well, you're on the computer till 10 o'clock at night. So is that the reason? Oh, yeah. So I've got to take on board what other people say in a positive and good way, because hopefully that's the way they've said it. But we build our resilience through strength of mind as well as strength of body. That's not to say you're body habitus, you can't even walk down the hallway because you've got a dodgy hip or something. That's not what I mean. I don't mean that about it's a strength of will within your body, okay? Because, you know, what is our biggest lesson from what we're doing? What is it that you can be proud of about you? One of the things I hate is when people say, I'm so proud of you. What does that mean? Nothing. It's you should be so proud of yourself. Look at what you've achieved. Look at what your resilience has allowed you to gain and achieve. It's allowed you to overcome these problems. It's allowed you to recognize your biggest achievements and figure out what you're most grateful for. There's lots of things that we do on a regular basis that we don't acknowledge to ourselves. So maybe that's the end of today's one, is that you have to sit down and work out, what am I grateful for? What are my biggest lessons? What am I most proud of about myself that I have achieved recently? You could do it this month, the last quarter, the last 6 months, the last year. Think about, what am I most proud of? What have I achieved in that time? And those are the things, when you look down and you look at that list, you're going to see that resilience. You're going to see the skills that you have developed to achieve those things, as well as looking back and going, I need to do more of that. I need to increase that. I need to develop that thing. I need to recognize I'm ignoring my email list. I need to recognize I'm ignoring my Facebook group. I need to recognize what it is that I'm dropping the ball on, as well as recognize what I'm doing well at and congratulate myself, right? Because all of these things work to support our emotional and physical resilience. So I hope today has helped. You know the deal. If you've made it all the way to the end, I'd love a 5-star review. Make sure that you follow and subscribe. So it's been great chatting. And if you want to connect with me, I would love to connect with you. So email me, Geraldine@mentoringwithgeraldine.biz, or book a focus call. The link's in the show notes. Catch up with you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for joining me today. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast for the weekly episodes. If you'd like even more support and learning, then the Academy is for you. Here you'll find part 2 of the herbal discussions, more clinical learning, and case studies to support your clients in practice. Bye for now.